that case, you might come off as the villain in their story.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, she didn't care about me as a friend. But then at the same time, it's just like, you're also really tiring to talk to and really draining to talk to.
Yeah.
But then that goes into the whole concept where it's like, feelings are valid and feelings are relative.
Yeah.
Which feelings are relatives and which aren't? Because there are people, and I know you know what I'm talking about, there are people that are just like, why are you getting upset about this?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, everyone.
Hi, guys.
How's everyone doing? Inshallah, you guys are doing good. Inshallah. We're doing good, too. Me and Shahid are actually picking up something that's super cool.
Yeah, we are.
And we hope that it's going to actually, like, help us out.
Yeah.
We're doing, like, this podcasting workshop. And I just want to talk about it for a bit because I think it's super cool that we're taking this podcast one step further where it's like, we're not just winging it. We're actually doing something about it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we know what we're doing, but we can always,
it's
like...
It's good to know more.
Yeah, there's always room for...
professionals, yeah.
Yeah, there's always room for improvement. And this is, you know, like, it started off as a cute little thing and now it's becoming a real life job. Bro, I was with my sister and with her friends and... like, Shahid, my podcast is mentioned every minute of my life. Like, I actually escape this. Like, yeah, no, I'm not even joking. Because my sister goes, oh, she has a podcast, she has a podcast. And then yesterday we had people over and my sister goes, she has a podcast, she has a podcast. And I was just like, okay. And I get super shy. And then my brother made a joke where he's like, oh, this is how all influencers are. They're so big on camera.
Yeah.
And then when you, like, meet them in person and you talk about what they do, they become so shy. And I was just like, it's just so awkward to be cornered. And then to, like, be spoke, like, I don't know, like, have what you do be mentioned. It's just kind of a bit awkward, you know? One time, I don't think I ever told you this, and I mentioned it to my sister and her friends. One time, I was in a job interview, Shahid, and, bro, it was these two guys, okay?
Okay.
It was going well. And it was, like, going on for, like, a couple of, like, I don't know, like a good 20, 30 minutes at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And on my CV, it mentions that I have a podcast because I think it's good for like my degree, marketing, whatever, content, all of that. So they're like, oh, you have a podcast? And I was like, yeah, I do. And this other guy starts typing and I'm thinking, oh, he's just taking notes like of the interview and stuff. Next thing I hear is my voice. And
no
I'm like,
way.
Oh my God, why is my voice playing right now? And I get so shy and I'm sweating at this point because it's just like, I don't know, it's such a different feeling to see other people watch you because you watch their facial expressions, you watch like their body language and how they're reacting, like, and literally at one point they flipped the screen to me, like the laptop screen, and I'm watching myself, watching them watch me, and I'm just like, what is happening? And I literally wanted to leave at that point. And it was like, I was sweating and it was so panicky and I was like, oh, like I hate this. Like, this is the annoying part of doing something online, is that like anyone could be like, oh, you have a podcast,
let me just pull it up,
let me just pull it, and they pull it up right there and then, and then they're like, oh, what did you use here, what did you do here? And it's like, the thing is, on the podcast we act like such different people, not that different, but like obviously in an interview scenario you're gonna be more serious and professional.
Yeah.
On a podcast you're gonna be like, and it was like one of the episodes where I literally started being like, hey guys, haha, you know, like it was like one of those energetic episodes, and I was just like, oh my God, get me out of this room.
That's so funny.
But yeah, that was that. But yeah, I just, you know, I just wanted to mention the whole podcast thing. But yeah, inshallah the podcast workshop goes
inshallah,
really well.
Yeah.
And we learned like a few tips and tricks from it. But it's so nice because it's like, it feels professional.
Yeah.
We feel like serious girls.
We're serious gals.
We are really serious gals. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, how about you? How's life going for you?
It's good.
Yeah.
It's just that, like, I don't know, I feel so overwhelmed.
Okay.
Because it's been such a busy week for me.
Yeah.
And I feel so overwhelmed. And I was... Well, I wanted to talk to one of my friends about it.
Yeah.
But then she had other problems, so she was also overwhelmed.
Okay.
So then I felt like, okay, I'm in a position where I have to listen to her. and not talk about myself, because I didn't want to put my burden on her.
Yeah, obviously.
So I was listening to her, and she was like letting out all of like everything. And when like khalas, it was like time for like khalas, like the conversation ended, like she's feeling better, I felt that it was gonna be so weird for me to then be like, well, also me, by the way, it's my turn to share.
Yeah,
I don't know, I felt like it was just gonna be so weird, so I never ended up sharing why I was overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And I just kept it in, and I was like, well, okay, like, I'll talk to you later, hope you have a good day, and like, I hope you feel better. And I was like, okay, bye, and like, that's how I ended it.
Mm.
I feel like a lot of people face that problem where, like, I don't know, sometimes you feel like your problem isn't as big as the other person's problem.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So you end up like kind of be like, no, it's fine, like, they're going through something bigger than me, so like, I should just ignore like what I'm going through.
Yeah.
And a lot of people face that. And I remember, I the thing is, I always tell people that, but I never tell myself that. Where it's like, listen, like, no matter the situation, your feeling is always valid, because feelings are a universal thing.
Yeah.
Everyone has the same feeling.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter what the event is, you're still feeling the same way.
Yeah, of course. Like, yeah, feelings are relative.
Yeah.
Like, even if, for example, we're different, like, facing different issues where, like, let's say, God forbid, very shoddy, your car broke down.
Yeah.
And then for me, it's like, I failed the test. Yes, it's completely different. One might seem more serious than the other, but in the context, it's just like we're feeling the same feeling of like sadness and feeling helpless and being like, what do I do right now? So I feel like, you know, but that sucks so much, because there's so many times where you want to share and you want to like let go of what you're feeling, and you want to be like, girl, just listen to me, like, I'm going through 1, 2, 3 and I just need some help. Because sometimes I reach a point where I'm just like, I need someone to talk back to me, like, right now in this moment I need
that was so scary.
That was so
scary.
Oh my
god.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Where I'm just like, oh, I need someone to talk to me right now, like, I need a response, because what I'm going through, it's like, it's too intense for me to just go through it. And then, like, for example, I call someone up, and let's say they're not at that point of, like, wanting to listen to me or something like that. But it's like, but I wanted to hear it from you. Yeah. Like, yeah, okay, I could have called someone else. I could have had other friends to be like, oh, you know, like, I'm facing 1, 2, 3. But then sometimes it's like you want to hear that reassurance from that one person.
Yeah.
And, like, let's say they're not available that day, because, of course, they're human as well.
Yeah.
You just kind of feel like, what do I do with myself right now?
Yeah, you feel like, damn. Like,
yeah, and then you might feel like, because maybe you might actually, like, let's say I want to hear something from you, and then you tell me, like, Rina, X, Y, and Z happened to me, and I have no idea how to handle it, and whatever. And then you sit to yourself, and you're like, wow, whatever I wanted to call her up about feels so irrelevant right
now.
And then you dismiss your own problems, which is so bad, because, like you said, like, feelings are valid. And dismissing how you feel is so negative, because it just makes you feel like so little in your own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not going to prioritize how you feel, no one will, like, regardless. Because if you're not going to tell your friend, how are they going to prioritize, you know?
Are they also going to know that you're feeling that way?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So then you can't, like, expect them to, like, ask you how you're doing, or, like, you know, follow up on what's happening if they have no idea
with what's happening. And, like, see, also the thing is with me, like, when I don't end up talking to someone about it, I reach a point where I don't want to talk to anyone at all.
Yeah.
And then, like, I remember with that specific friend, when, like, we called and everything. No, I think the day before that or something.
Yeah.
Where I just kept leaving her on scene.
Okay.
She's like, she would be like, hey, scene. What's wrong? Scene.
Scene.
Everything. Scene. And then I just replied with, like, I don't know, like, a one word, and then she's like, okay.
Because at that point, exactly.
She didn't know. And, like, that's the thing of, like, when you suppress your feelings and you suppress your emotions and you suppress everything, people will see it not in the way of, like, oh, they're probably going through something. No, they'll see it in the way, like, why is she mad at me? Because she even asked me that question. She was like, are you mad at me? Like, did I do something? But of course she didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, to add to that, I think we're really...
I don't think they can hear it.
Okay. There's a guy using a leaf blower. If you hear it, you hear it. If you don't, whatever.
Yeah.
I was going to say that I think we're really selfish, like, to an extent, where it's like, I'm not always going to consider that, oh, maybe Shahad's going through something, that's why she doesn't want to talk to me, or that's why she's leaving me on open.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to think of it selfishly and be like, I obviously did something wrong. Like, I'm the problem here. That's why she's treating me like this. Or I'll be like, she's being so mean right now. Yeah. You know, like, I would think selfishly. I wouldn't, like, look at the bigger picture, because I think, obviously, we're so consumed into what we are struggling with or what is happening in our own life. Not everyone has the time to, like, be considerate. You know, as, like, harsh as it sounds, but that's why I feel like communication is so big, because you can't really expect people to be there for you if you don't tell them to be there for you.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like you have to guide people in how you want them to act in your life. Like, another thing is, like, and I'm going to mention this in the side of relationships, because I hear this so much, and I remember this, like, during high school and stuff, where so many girls would be like, oh, you know, but, like, for example, my guy, he doesn't buy me flowers, or he doesn't buy me chocolates, or he doesn't surprise me, or my birthday passed and he did something really small. Well, obviously he's new to your life. I feel like you should just kind of explain those small things, where it's like, you know what, I actually value getting flowers this time around, or like once a week get surprise me with flowers, or blah blah blah. Like, I feel like humans are not stupid. You just have to guide them, just like how you want to be guided in a lot of things. Because, like, let's say you enter the class and the class is so unscheduled and there's no, like, proper setup, you're gonna be confused. So just like how you enter anything, just like, maybe I don't like, I'm not trying to say set up a general criteria whenever you're talking to someone, because that's, like, so irrelevant and impossible. But I think just if you have things in mind and you value them and you expect them, speak up and say something, because otherwise you're going to go through your struggles alone. And I think that's impossible. Like, I feel...
But see, another thing I feel like what is it called? Like... putting more words on what you just said.
Yeah.
With girls especially, I feel like they're always like, he made a mistake. And then we ask them, like, did you tell them they made a mistake? And then they're like, no, because I want him to realize that what mistake he has made, then to come to me and tell me.
Yeah.
So then they're, because if I tell you your mistake, that means that you did something that you didn't know was wrong. And that means you're not aware.
Yeah, like, I did half of the job for you for telling you.
And I feel like girls see it in a way where it's like, no, he needs to know what he did wrong. I'm not going to go and tell him what he did wrong. He needs to figure it out by himself.
Yeah.
They need to be accountable in that way.
Yeah.
So I think that's another reason why they don't end up sharing.
Yeah.
Which, again, it's not the best thing that you can do, because then you're just putting yourself in a situation where you're waiting, and you're putting him in a situation where he's just like, okay, I didn't do anything wrong. Because clearly he doesn't know.
Yeah.
And he's not gonna know.
Yeah.
Except if, like, you tell him.
Yeah.
So having that mindset of, I'm just gonna keep quiet until he comes to me, it's just never gonna work out for you or him, because you're gonna have a more build up anger and he's gonna be like calm, and that will make you angry.
That
even
will piss
more.
You off more, because it's like, why are you calm? Like,
I'm
annoyed. Like, you should come and talk to me and apologize. And he's like, apologize about what?
Exactly.
And then that's why we always are like, oh, men are so stupid. They just don't get it. But at the same time, I just feel like, It's like, I think just as much as we expect them to fix things and blah, 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 we are also expected to tell them.
Yeah.
Like, they can't just know everything out of nowhere. And I feel like that's the same. That goes into anything. That goes into relationships, into friendships. If a friend made you annoyed or you got mad at her or anything, don't expect her to come out of the blue and tell you, I'm sorry. Because how is she meant to know?
Yeah.
How is she ever meant to know that she did something wrong? To her, she's just like, okay, well, she's probably just having a bad day. I'll just let her be.
Yeah.
I'm using you as an example always. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, and same thing with your family as well. Like, sometimes... mom, for example, like, my mom would be in a really, like, agitated, overwhelmed mood and whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm obviously thinking selfishly, where I'm like, oh, she's always like this. Like, why is she like this? Whatever. But I'm not looking at the bigger picture. I'm like, my mom is going through something.
Mm.
But obviously, like, maybe my mom doesn't want to talk about it at that time. And that's another thing. Like, don't push people to talk, because that's something that I used to do.
Mm.
Where I would be like, no, come talk to me. No, tell me. No, tell me. No, tell me. And then once you get it out of them, they're not even ready to talk about it yet.
Yeah.
You know, because maybe it's something, like, so big that actually is, like, a buildup of so many, like, things that's happened for a long time, or, like, for a certain period of time.
Yeah.
That they're just not ready to talk about it. And you're just pushing. You're on their case being like, tell me now. So.
Yeah. Just, like, let them know, and you're here for them, and whenever they're ready to talk, they can talk to you.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe, like, check in. Like, don't just say that and then dip. Because a lot of people
exactly.
do that.
Yeah.
Where they're like, hey, I know you're going through something, I'm here for you, and then they don't talk to you unless you text them back.
Yeah.
And they see it in a way where it's like, I'm giving them their space. But I'm like, no, brother, come back. Like, yeah. come back, check up on me. Like, show me you actually care. Like, you actually yeah. care and you want to listen to me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, maybe I'm not ready now, but maybe if you just push me that one more time, or if you not push me, but, like, check up on me that next day, I would like, I would
be willing to talk.
Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe today is not a good day, but maybe tomorrow is. But if you don't check up on me, I'm just going to be like, oh, yeah. damn, they don't really care.
Exactly. So then why would I tell my problems to someone that doesn't really care and then just say, are you okay? Based on, like, a universal thing that us and everyone says.
Yeah.
If, like, on the street, someone sees you bawling your eyes out, of course they're going to come up to you. Are you okay? Do they really care that much? No, but it's just the universal
like
thing that people
courtesy
do.
Like, it's courtesy to just do it. It's, like, a nice thing, you know? It's, like, I don't know, you're just checking up, but is it,
exactly.
like, out of, like, care? And see, that's the difference. Like,
yeah.
are you doing it just to do it?
Exactly.
As part of the conversation. Like, you know how we always ask, hi, guys, how are you guys doing? Obviously,
yeah.
we're not going to get an answer back, but it's, like, out of, you know, just being nice.
Yeah.
But, or are you doing it because you actually want to hear how people are doing?
Exactly.
So.
And the only way that will differ you from that person is you checking in once and twice and
yeah.
actually being there for that person
yeah.
until they're ready to speak up.
Yeah, but then sometimes I feel like it really depends on who this person is, because some friends, I'm going to use friends as an example, are really tiring to be around.
Mm.
Some friends, like I used to have friends that are just the kind to constantly always want to complain, to constantly always want to be in a bad mood, or I don't know, I'm sure you've experienced people like this. I'm not talking about people that are actually struggling with things in life.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, they could make such an like something genuinely insignificant really big. That's a leaf. I got so scared for a second.
Yeah.
But they could just, like, take things out of proportion and things
yeah.
that are just, like, maybe it has nothing to do with them, but they make it about themselves, and it's just like, you're really tiring to be around. And then they always expect you to be that person where it's like, why aren't you checking up on me? Why aren't
yeah.
you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? So it's like, in that case, you might come off as the villain in their story.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, she didn't care about me as a friend. She didn't care.
She didn't care about me as a friend.
But then at the same time, it's just like, you're also really tiring to talk to and really draining to talk to.
Yeah.
But then that goes into the whole concept where it's like, but
is
it her?
Is this guy taking a picture of our car?
No, I don't think so. No, he's taking a picture of, like, everything around.
Okay.
This is the computer science in Shahed. Is this guy stalking
yeah.
us? Is
See,
this guy?
I don't know. I have a problem.
You're so paranoid.
With, yeah, with security, anything to do with that, like, yeah, no.
He's
fine. I don't
know. Don't worry. Anyway, but then that goes into the whole concept of, like, feelings are valid and feelings are relative.
Yeah.
Which feelings are relatives and which aren't? Because there are people, and I know you know what I'm talking about, there are people that are just like, why are you getting upset about this?
Yeah.
You know, where it's
yeah.
just like, come
there
on.
There
like,
are some people that, and there are some people that complain about something that still didn't happen, and it never happens, and that pisses me off.
That's me.
Really?
That's me. I always complain about the future.
Oh, yeah, that is true. No, but not even that. Like, I'm talking about, like, complaining to the point where they're stressed out, they stress me out, I'm worried for them, and it just never happens, and it always happens the way they've already wanted it to happen.
Okay,
do you know what I
me.
Mean? But I'm not talking about you, though. Like,
be honest.
Wallah, I'm not.
Be honest. Forget that the camera's here.
I'm so serious. Wallahi, it's not you.
Okay, Masha.
I promise.
Okay.
Like, you stress about the future. Like, it happens to everyone. I'm talking about people that stress about certain events that just never happens.
Okay. Can I,
like,
get an example? Because now it's hard for me to differentiate.
Okay, like, for example, I've had so many people complain to me about, like, let's say, like, parents, okay?
Okay.
It's like, oh my God, my parents, they're never gonna let me go out, and I need to now do a plan, and, like, I don't know what to do, and, like, blah, 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 and they're sad, they're upset, they're complaining and everything, and then the next day, their parents are like, you can go.
Mm. That's sometimes you, though.
That is me.
I don't get it.
No,
is this a very... This feels very therapeutic right now that we're just exposing each other. Wait, that is actually me. No, that's you.
That is me. Like, listen. But, like, I don't know how to... But, like, now constantly. So imagine someone that does that constantly with different things.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Where it's like... I don't know, girl. Like, for example, like... I don't know how I'm gonna get there. Like, I don't know. It's just like, do I go with this person and then come with you and then come with that?
They just like overcomplicate things in their brain.
They overcomplicate everything.
Yeah.
And then they always just end up getting what they want, where it's like, oh yeah, I can use my car. Of course you can use your car.
Yeah. There's a lot of people like that. Yeah.
So I'm like, brother, don't waste my time on something that you know is already gonna happen.
Yeah, for me, it's just, like, the people that piss me off are just the people that just complain about anything she had, like, anything about, oh, my God, it's too sunny today. Oh, my God, it's too cloudy today. Oh, my God, there's too much traffic. Oh, my God, yeah. My shoes. Oh, my God, my eyebrow. Oh, my God, my eyelash hair. Oh, my God, my nail. Oh, my God, this, my something in my tooth. Funny. Like, it's just, like, or, like, you know those people that, like, oh, my gosh. This reminds me so much of high school.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, something happens and it's so small. Like, for example, we'll be in class.
Okay.
And, like, let's say they, like, sneeze.
Yeah.
Okay? They'll sneeze. And they go, oh, my God, that was so embarrassing. Oh, my God. You've never been around a person like that? Oh, my God. You are such a lucky person. Because I used to know so many people that would, like, do something so humanly natural, like sneeze or cough.
Yeah.
Or, like, anything. And they'll be like, that's so embarrassing. I can't believe that I just did that. Oh, my God. And everyone was looking at me.
For me, what pisses me off is
what?
Is when people are, like, they think they're in, like, this movie villain character. Like,
oh.
Do you know what I mean? Where it's, like, damn, I knew this was gonna happen.
Walla.
Like, you see them whispering, God. But they know you can hear them.
Yeah.
Damn.
I knew
they were a fake.
I just knew that they were gonna be that type of girl.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, I'm like,
what movie?
It's like an internal,
what?
Like, monologue.
What season are we in right now
for you to be
acting like this? Because, like, I don't know. Like, it's just, there's so many interesting people in this world.
No, I agree with that statement.
Like, yeah.
As bad as it sounds, there are some people that I just stopped asking, how are you? Because I know it would turn into, man, this world's just not a good place to be.
Oh, my God. Yeah. One time I was in an elevator in uni, and then I was just minding my business, and then, like, some people came in.
Yeah.
And then we stop on another floor, and another person comes in, and then they're like, oh, bro, you know, how are you? Whatever. He's like, man, I'm just surviving. And then they're like, oh, you know, like, what's going on? And he says, I don't remember exactly word for word, but Shahad, it was something about literally something so tiny. And, like, it was, like, something that happened in a lecture to him. Something about, like, it was literally something to do with, like, his phone or his laptop dying or something like that. And he was just like, bro, I just get things on top of my plate all the time. Like, this is the last thing. And I'm just, I don't want to come off in a way where it's like, oh, my God, like,
because we're literally saying feelings are valid.
Valid. No, I agree. Yeah. Feelings are valid. But at the same time, like, how do I say this? Take yourself out of what's happening.
Mm.
Look at it from a bird's eye view and look at how irrelevant it is. I understand it's the last thing that you want on your plate and it's the last thing that you want to happen to yourself. But there are literally so many bigger problems in this world. And I'm not trying to say your problem is not important. It is, because it is your world at the end of the day. Like, it's your world and you are living it. But just maybe realize and know, okay, let me not stop. How can I say this?
Like,
don't be so hard on yourself.
Let me stop myself from feeling this way, because at the end of the day, the reason why I'm feeling, like, stop yourself from feeling upset by understanding your situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, as she said, bird's view, be like, okay, my laptop died. It's okay. It happens. And don't let it turn into a negative emotion that adds on to that plate of your serious issues.
Yeah.
Because that's when it will start harming you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I don't... Yeah. That's the best way to put it, honestly.
Yeah.
We're not saying, you know, what people are going through aren't serious. Because that maybe for that guy, that his laptop dying could have been, like, the last thing that just triggered him. And, like, pushed him over to the edge where he's like, halas, I've had enough today. But at the same time, it's just, like, don't get yourself so overly consumed in things that are happening.
Yeah.
Because you're just making it more difficult on yourself in a way.
And plus, don't see as every little small thing happening to you means, you know, like,
my life is over.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God, the world's about to end. Like,
yeah, don't see it in a way where it's like, this is another thing, a burden to put on my plate.
And trust me, this is, like, coming from a person that thinks that way. Like, I am kind of that person, low-key, where I'm just like, Shahad, close. Like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I am that type of person where I'm just like, I don't want to do this anymore. I can't be asked, blah, blah, blah. But then at the same time, I'm just like trying to mature out of that mindset because I'm like, I'm just hurting myself more than anyone. Like, no one really is going through it the way I'm going through it. Like, I'm just putting myself through struggle. So let me stop. Let me take a break. Let me just be nice to myself and take it easy because otherwise, like, no way I'm going to be fine. Yeah. That's it. Like, I don't know. I don't want to come off as contradicting because I am also that type of person and I'm saying this for myself included. So please don't take our words as we're contradicting or being hypocritical.
Yeah.
It's just like at the same time, feelings are valid.
Yes.
But look at it from a bird's eye view. Consider if you should really be putting so much emphasis on something that can be fixed really well or really quickly because there's a solution to every problem.
Yeah.
Your laptop died, maybe you can ask someone for a charger.
Yeah. I know you probably missed some notes. Phone, record.
Yeah.
Yeah, record the lecture on your phone. So that just in case you missed
anything.
Our episode
didn't record. It's okay, we just put a little clip.
Yeah.
Sorry guys. The camera died. It's fine. Things have solutions.
Yeah.
And it's okay. This life is gonna be fine, inshallah.
But always make sure to let out your emotions. Make sure to never suppress them because they do end up harming you and sometimes also the people around you. So make sure, and if you're not that type of person that likes to speak to other people about your problems, you can always write it down.
Yeah.
As cringy as it sounds, you can also use voice memo to record yourself speak.
Yeah.
Sometimes it helps. From experience, I did it and it helped me.
Yeah.
Writing on notes, writing on a piece of paper. If you don't want to write it out, go do some like physical activities. Like some people do boxing.
Yeah.
So whatever you like in terms of physical activity. Some people even like just tearing the paper. So some people like writing their problems, tearing the paper. Writing the problems on a plate, breaking the plate. So it just depends on what you like to do and what will let out your feelings. Because then you're just harming yourself for a longer period of time.
Yeah.
And that's not good.
Okay, one last thing that I wanted to say was, don't be afraid to take up space in any way that matters. Like, if you want to talk about how you're feeling and you, let's say your friend is going through something, just as much as that person took up space in your time, in your world, in your whatever, you are also equally allowed to take up space. You're also equally allowed to speak up and be like, listen, I also need your help here. Because it's a two-way friendship. It's I don't want to call it a transaction, but it's two ways, you know. Mm-hmm. They called you, you pick up the phone, you talk, she talks, now it's your turn. You're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to take up space if you want to write. Like, just like how Shahid is talking about like ways to cope with things, like I feel like that's great, but then also like help yourself to get out of this mentality where it's like, oh, but like what I'm feeling is, I want to find a different word than valid, but it's like, oh, I shouldn't be feeling like this, right? Mm-hmm. But take up that space. You are allowed to take up that space. There's so much room for everyone and everyone is taking up space. So make sure that your space is taken and it's on ground.
Yeah.
I don't know how to put it, but like just take up the space that you need, take advantage of it and go through with it. If you want to talk to someone, talk to someone. If you want to write it down, write it down. If you want to go to the gym, go to the gym, but take up your own space and use it.
And Allah's there 24/7.
Yes, so above all.
Yeah.
If you have no one to talk to, if you have nothing, if you're helpless.
Yeah.
I think the first
thing you should be talking to him.
Yeah.
And going to him and just like while you're praying, just speak normally. You don't need to be speaking Arabic Fusha where it's like, you know, just speak the way you speak the language you feel comfortable with. He'll always still hear you out and he'll always understand you. So let it out, and you know, it's the best way, to be honest.
Yeah
And we're here for you guys, so
always,
you can always drop a message, email, Instagram, anything.
We're always available. Anyways,
hope you all are happy, healthy, and safe.
And inshallah, we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.